And how long have you been working at this clinic, the dialysis clinic?
16 years.
16 years, wow. And what made you want to share this story? Why, out of all of the patients that you've taken care of, does JP stick with you?
I see patients and I see a lot of people gave up. I think part of his life is very unusual compared to, you know, like our regular population. So JP is a war veteran. He was in Vietnam. And as I do every day, I go to my clinic in Elberton, Georgia. One day I went there, so nurses said, "That is, you have a new patient today." So I just met with JP. I used to go and see him every week. So time goes by. One day JP said, "Doc, I need your help. This is not dialysis related, but I do have an ulcer in my leg." So I said, "Okay, let me take a look at the ulcer." I said, "You need to see a vascular surgeon because of this actually problem with the circulation." So JP went to see the vascular surgeon in Athens and they did some tests. But unfortunately, doctors told him that we need to do an amputation. So I asked JP what he wanted to do, and he said, "Doctor said there is no other way, so I just have to take it out." So I said, "Okay, let's take it out," and he agreed. And after that, he was walking initially with a wheelchair, and after that, his artificial leg. After 6 months, JP told me, "Doc, I just have to ask you something." He said, "I do have ulcer in my left leg." So JP had two amputations. So after that, he is still walking, still coming to the dialysis clinic. A couple of months passed by. JP told me, "Doc, I had another problem. Look at my hand. It is bandaged and looks like there is a problem in this hand." So I sent him to another surgeon again. Orthopedic surgeon said, "There is nothing you could do about it. You just have to take off your another hand." One day I came to dialysis clinic and I was just rounding. We are football fans and we are talking. And Bulldog did a good win, and everybody is talking. And I saw JP is laughing. So I went to JP and I said, "Hey, JP, how are you?" He said, I'm doing good, doctor." He is in the dialysis chair, and he has two artificial hands. And I asked him, "How are you?" He said, "Yeah, I'm doing good. Bulldog did good," and all those things. And then I realized myself that if a person like JP have no hand, no legs, could be happy, could be smiling, I should be feeling blessed, right?
That's incredible. What was his personality like?
He's always happy, always have good time with all of our dialysis nurses and doctors. I used to go and see him in the dialysis clinic. They have a front porch. Always he's in electric wheelchair talking with people and always happy. So he is a good, happy character.
And why do you think his personality was like that?
I did not ask him how difficult his other life was, like in Vietnam as a Marine, as a single person. Even though dialysis does not give you that much good quality of life, but they become our family. Could be he's happy with nurses are taking good care of him, or other team members, or maybe his other life was tough, but he. You know, like in as I don't know how people become happy, but at least he was happy or whatever he was doing over there.
And why does this story give you hope?
Everybody has some limitations. Everybody has family, kids, no family, brothers, sisters. And think about physically how difficult JP's life was. So those kind of people give me hope that if they can do it, why can't I do it?